Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. The maker of Oreos and Chips Ahoy is suing Aldi. Let's find out why and talk about other cases in the news with KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, partner at Harris Dow Fisher & Young. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Megan.
Mondelez International is a Chicago-based company. They've filed suit in federal court against the U.S. branch of Aldi over look-alike product packaging. Tell us more about Mondelez's complaint.
Well, this is actually something, Megan, that we can all relate to, because anyone who's been in a grocery store, you see the name brand products and then you see lookalike products that look almost identical, but not quite identical. And there's a reason for that, because under the U.S. Copyright Act, if the lookalike product, lesser priced or non-name brand, but if those products look too much like the original product, then the standard is it likely to deceive or confuse the consumer? And that's what Mondelez, the parent company of Oreo, is suing Aldi over, because the Aldi brand of Oreo cookies, the packaging looks almost exactly the same as Oreos. And so they're alleging that this is intended to deceive or confuse the consumer. And because of that, Oreo is asking the court to make Aldi redo or take those products off the shelf and replace it with products with packaging that doesn't look exactly the same as Oreo cookies.
Now, as a consumer, I can tell you I know the difference between Aldi's Thin Wheats and Mondelez's Wheat Thins. But what would a court say about that?
Well, that's a great example, Megan, because those things are not confusing, because the words are in different order. So Wheat Thins are different than Thin Wheats. But if you had a package, if the name brand is Wheat Thins, and then in the other knockoff brand, it was Wheat Thins with two S's at the end, that may be deemed to be confusing because it's almost exactly the same. So there's a lot of subjectivity here. And these types of producers, like with someone like Aldi, they face lawsuits for this all the time because obviously the name brand products never want someone to buy knockoff products that are less costly, because that would cut into their sales. So this is a common type of litigation, but it's the type of litigation that we can all relate to.
Let's talk about another case that's in the court right now, and that is the case against the CEO of MyPillow being sued for defamation over the 2020 election. What's the challenge of proving a defamation case?
The challenge here and the standard of proof here, Megan, is number one, is it truthful? And number two, was it spoken with malice? In other words, with malice, meaning with the intent to do harm or to do damage to either an individual or a company. So Dominion has been suing a lot of folks since the 2020 election, when whether it was Rudy Giuliani or President Trump or others came out and said that the election was rigged, or that the voting machines were rigged, when there was no actual evidence of that. So this lawsuit is going to trial over that issue. And so Dominion has to prove, number one, that the statements were false, and number two, has to be there, they have to prove that it was spoken with the intent to do harm or with malice aforethought, which is an interesting sounding phrase, but it means for the point or the purpose of doing damage to the company.
Now, a sidebar of this, apparently one of the attorneys for Dominion called the MyPillows lumpy. I don't know if it was in a court document or in court itself. So we'll see, I suppose, if the head of MyPillow is going to take action over that.
Well, he might, and he also might bring pillows to the trial. You know, you never know. That might be a way. That might be a way to relate to the jury if he's bringing pillows into the courtroom. I've seen stunts like that before, and I wouldn't put it past him.
So one final case to talk about. The Supreme Court declined to hear a challenge to the legality of some state restrictions on assault-style rifles and also large-capacity ammunition magazines. Why do you think the high court passed this one up?
Well, first of all, these bans came from Maryland and came from Rhode Island, and they dealt with two particular issues. One was the sale of semi-automatic rifles like the AR-15, and then secondly was the possession of ammunition clips that exceed 10 rounds. So both of these states placed those limitations on those sales and possession of these products. And the lower courts upheld those bans because the lower courts held that those restrictions did not impede on a person's Second Amendment right to bear arms. Now, it could go up to the Supreme Court, but remember, the Supreme Court only takes cases that it wants to take. It requires four of the nine justices to agree to hear a case. That's what's called certiorari. They grant a writ of certiorari. So it may be that there's not enough members on the court that want to examine these cases at this time for various reasons. It might be the court docket's full. It might also be that they're looking for different cases and fact patterns in order to expound on what the Constitution says on that particular issue. So remember, just because the court does not take these cases, it does not mean that they won't take cases like this in the future.
That is KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, partner at Harris Dow Fisher & Young, joining us this morning on KMOX. Thanks, Brad.
My pleasure.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.